Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 13th of September 2017, and this is the 651st Mole Out Loud podcast. I have to apologise to you. I sent out the 640th podcast yesterday instead of the 50th. Thanks very much to Katie, who pointed it out. I'll put a link with this podcast to that one, to the right one, today. So you can have two to listen to if you should wish to do so. Yesterday I stopped rather abruptly because when I had spoken the date of the podcast, I had suddenly remembered that it was my daughter's arrival day. Her arrival day is the day that she came into my life from India, and we celebrated instead of her birthday. We celebrated as well as her birthday is probably truer to say, because her birthday is on Christmas Eve and it's always a bit tricky. And I had remembered last week and I had sent something, but I had just completely been in another world and had only realised when I spoke to you. I think it's probably still the effect of the retreat. I don't seem to be quite in the real world yet. Even today, I'm having to really check to see what's happening today and what I need to do in order to maintain my life in a sort of more sociable way. So that's been a bit how today has been too, and I keep thinking, oh, I've got all this lovely writing space ahead, and then I remember that I have other commitments. Today has been wild. It has been wet and with a cold northerly wind, which is something I can hardly remember it because it usually the north wind from the north means it's coming from a warmer place, and winds from the south are coming up from the Antarctic and they're usually a bit cooler. But today's northerly was cold, so it's been very nice being inside. I slept like a log last night. After that 7 kilometre walk yesterday, and it was really lovely, but I needed to sleep this morning. I didn't get up to go for my walk, so I shall try again tomorrow, but I really needed it last night. I had two things. I had the cave in the evening, and I also had something else after that, another writing commitment. So I wasn't in bed very early. So tonight I'm going to go for a brisk walk with a friend, and then I'm going to go to bed early after supper and give a walk a go tomorrow morning. I can feel myself feeling fitter and more energetic from doing that, so I'm really, really happy that's happening. This is really, today is the last of my kind of really attention to my novel time for this week, because the Writers' Festival begins tomorrow, and tomorrow will be a lovely day for me because I'm just going to a workshop and I'm having a little induction as to what to do as a volunteer. But the volunteering doesn't really start until Friday. So a few days will now be a bit out of my comfort zone, but maybe a bit buoyed up, I hope a bit buoyed up. At the moment, I'm preparing for this writers festival by reading the books that are written by the person whose workshop I'm needing to do all the setting up for and introductions and all that sort of thing. So I'm reading Traumascapes and Courage and Otherlands, sort of going between them because I can't obviously read them all in the short time I've got. And there's some very interesting ideas in them, so I'm really enjoying them. I shall continue to read them after the event, but it would be good to have some background before that. I do hope that you've been able to be engaged today, that you are slightly more harmonized between yourself and the outside world than I seem to be at the moment. And that you can create space around things. I think I can feel myself having a little bit of panic again about doing too much. So it doesn't take very much for me to go over, and I think I've gone, and I think I'll just need to live with it until after the festival and then rejig myself and really be quite strict about what I do and what I don't do. Good luck to you with the way that you manage your lives, your creative lives, your breathing space, and the commitments that you have. Thank you very, very much for listening today, as always, and I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.